Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting and Regular Public Board Meeting of January 19th, 2016. Is this on?
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
Can anybody hear me?
No, it is good.
Better? Call to order. Our opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns. Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma. Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner. Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino. Mr. Vitale. Sean Nolan. Julia Hohenstein. Matthew Del Garcia.
Here.
Megan Giaforte. Quorum has not been met.
We can proceed without.
Thank you. We'll proceed with everything except the action items, and we anticipate someone else arriving to give us the quorum that we need. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. We will go out of order right now and go to number 7, our student board representative report.
Good evening.
Matthew.
So far, since the last meeting, Student Council has been brainstorming and encouraging student ideas regarding a winter event, such as potentially a spike ball tournament, a winter dance, a beach party, and a country dancing / hoedown activity. And we are also in the process of accepting drawings, designs, or pictures for the basketball student section t-shirts that will hopefully be on sale before the season ends. And discussion in regards to a new senior trip venue, since last year we didn't meet the requirement for Frogbridge with the amount of students. So we are potentially thinking about Wildwood, Six Flags Great Adventure, or Hershey Park. And those are just ideas. We haven't brought those up yet. And that's it.
Great. Thank you. Moving on.
I have a question.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question. Have you had an opportunity to go to one of the basketball games that have the pep band playing?
Yes, at the last one against Homedale.
And how do you feel? What do you think of the pep band?
I think it was good. Yep. We had a couple of little kids dancing on the court. That was fun. And they played songs that we knew the words to. So that was really good.
I think that the students are going to have a great time in the stands with
yes.
that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you perceive that favorably. Thank you. I don't have any further questions.
Great. Moving on to number 8, we'll now have our presentations. I'll turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Thank you. Can we go to the podium and can you take the certificates, please?
Sure.
I'd like to start off tonight's meeting by welcoming everyone. And also focusing on the School Board Recognition Month. This month is School Board Recognition Month, and we, the administration at Manasquan, would like to thank the Board of Education. And as I do that, I would just like to dedicate a quote to you. The greatest gift you can give someone is your time, because when you give your time, you are giving a portion of your life that you will never get back. Elizabeth Andrew. You diligently give your time, several times a month to the children of Mattisfarm. And I want to take this particular moment to thank you for that. Included in everyone's packet is a certificate signed by Lynn and I thanking you for the time you give us. That's in the yellow folder there, correct? Or do you have them here?
They were separate.
Well, the board president has them, the handout. So we'll give those out tonight. Thank you. Would you like to give those out now? I see you looking at them.
No.
The Mattisfarm Board of Education selects students of the month every month. And I like to focus on exactly how those students are chosen each month. Every student that is selected serves as a role model for his or her peers. They are academically motivated, and they demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom with a positive school attitude. We have over 80% of our students actively engaged in extracurricular activities. Those students that are chosen as students of the month have demonstrated a mastery of the particular activities they have chosen to become involved in. I think that's notable. They also perform school and community service activities. This evening as well, we will be focusing on the Elks student or teenager of the month. How they are selected, they are nominated by a teacher, and these students also demonstrate leadership qualities, character, a sense of self-service and community through civic or school-related activities. I'm extremely blessed to be part of a school district that has a student population of such gifted individuals. Not only the students that we recognize this evening, but 99.9% of our students at Mattisfarm have an excellence of execution. I'm very thankful for that. And that is because the parents, the teachers, and my administrative team. Thank you. The Mattisfarm Board of Education will congratulate the Elks January Teenager of the Month, Matthew Hanley. Matthew, are you here this evening? Receive a certificate and Wally Bucks, which are bucks that get you a free lunch in the Mattisfarm cafeteria. The Mattisfarm Board of Education would like to congratulate the Elks Elementary School Student of the Month, Giovanna Casal. Giovanna, are you here this evening? Will you give her a round of applause? The Mattisfarm Board of Education will congratulate our High School November Student of the Month, Nicholas Armando. Nicholas, are you here this evening? Nicholas, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Carolyn Carter. Carolyn? Mattisfarm Board of Education would like to congratulate High School Student of the month of November, from grade 10 and grade 9. Cameron Carton from grade 10. Cameron, are you here this evening? Well, we can give a round of applause. Grade 9. Sarah, thank you. Pause for 1 minute, you can get a picture with the board president. So in the future, you're going to want to thank me for that. The Mattisfarm Board of Education would like to congratulate our high school student of the month of December in grade 12 and grade 11. In grade 12, Richard Condon. Richard? What? And in grade 11, Jack Nolan. Jack, are you here this evening? Yeah. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate this high school student of the month of December for grade 10 and grade 9. Noah, you're giving me a challenge here, Noah. Noah, are you here this evening? Noah's not here.
Sawatsky.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Sawatsky. Noah Sawatsky. Right. Was that correct?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Jack, are you here this evening?
Yes.
Thank you, Jack. And from grade 9, Jack. And if you can pause for 1 second, we'll get your picture. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our elementary school student of the month for December from grade 8, Devin Russo. Devin. Board of Education would like to congratulate our elementary school teacher of the month for December, Michelle Sayre. Michelle? Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pause for a photo.
Can you pause for a picture, please?
Thank you.
And thank you for everything you do for our children every day. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate, for the month of December, our high school teacher of the month, Lisa Crown. Lisa. Congratulations, Lisa, and thank you. Tonight we would like to focus on our varsity boys cross country team, which were division champions. Is Coach Schwartz here this evening? Coach, would you come forward, please? I'd just like to give you an opportunity to say a couple of things about your team. You had such a great season this year. Thank you.
Okay, sure,
you can say it from right there.
Okay, first of all, just let me thank the board, thank the superintendent for honoring our young man tonight. We work hard. These guys don't get a lot of fanfare. If you've ever been to a cross-country match, the loyal parents are there, but there are not many fans. They run that 3.1 pretty much alone, but it doesn't deter them at all. We had a great season. We won our division and did a lot of things that we've never accomplished before. So thank you very much. And it's all because of these guys, their hard work and their dedication to the sport. It's one of the best teams I've ever coached. Thank you.
Cross country is such a statement about character. And as Coach said, you don't have many opportunities for fans to be out there. But you're always doing your best. You're doing the best because of love of this sport. And when I thank all the boys who are involved this year for representing Manasquan so well and doing it with such character, thank you for that. Now with that, Coach, I usually call each child or student up and their name, and I'd like to keep you in the spotlight if we could. And here are the students. And if you could call them up individually, then I can hand out certificates with our board president. Put the glasses on, but I have it. Good. And then I can get the picture as well.
Okay.
All right. I want to keep you in the spot. Thank you for this.
I'm glad I grabbed these on my way out. Okay. Nick Armando.
Nick.
Tom Bilecki. All those guys that are here.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Alex Fowler. Hold on, Alex. We're getting it.
Yes.
Cameron Fowler. Grant Gilbert. Luke Lavalva. Jack McCrae. Ryan McNamara. Colin Flood. Joe DeSoma here. Aiden.
Now, is it possible for us to get a picture of the cross-country team sent? Oh, you have your camera? That'd be excellent.
Yeah, Mark, it's time to move now. Mark's in every shot.
In front of the screen, and if we can get the picture of the cross-country team up there, we can do this.
Sorry, that's Aiden Stratton, everybody. Aiden Stratton.
Do you want me to move? You got it? She can blur it. They're running really fast.
I'll get you the names, okay?
All right.
Awesome. Thank you. Guys, thank you. Right.
ask members of the public if there's any comments before you vote on it.
Just for Adams, right?
Public comment on the agenda.
I could have asked you.
Thank you.
The light's still on.
Just had to turn the projector.
Ooh, man.
Feels like the field I just walked across. Oh, you came through there?
Or to my house.
Oh, God. Oh, there's the test case.
How did you get to the meeting? It's my car's in the driveway. Just a nice night for preschool.
Well,
Sandy, we now have a quorum present, right, for Mass.
Is the door open or something? It's freezing.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 members present. What's wrong with Michael's face?
Now that a quorum is present, we need a motion to accept. We need a motion to accept the student representative report. Do we have that motion? Mrs. Muley, seconded by Mrs. Pisone. Any discussion of the student representative report? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
No.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Harry?
And we're still going to be going out of order here. We're to number 11, the public forum on agenda items, since we'll be taking action first on the agenda items and then going through the rest of the agenda because we have a member who needs to leave early. So we are now to our public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited amount of time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their name, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation and reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard on any agenda items this evening? Seeing no one, we will move now to the Manasquan general items. Items 12 through 26. Does anyone need anything separated out in items 12 through 26? Seeing no one, do we have a motion for items 12 through 26, please? Mrs. De Palma, seconded by Mr. Catani. Any discussion on any of these items? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Carrie?
For our Manasquan Senate District items this evening, we do not have a quorum present, so we'll be moving those items to the January action meeting. Actually, we'll be moving them to the February Committee of the Whole meeting, to be specific. Now, going backwards, everyone bears with me. We are to our item number 9, discussion items for this evening's agenda. I will turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
I would like to move to the policy agenda items and focus on any. You had a packet again of all the policies discussed at December 15th meeting, as well as the CUSAC equivalency application. Are there any questions about any of the policies that we'll be adopting that have been revised? Also, we have a second reading and adoption for the evaluation of principals, vice principals, and assistant principals, and also some first readings of service animals, outstanding food service charges, and transgender students, which you saw at the last meeting. And the transgender students, I asked you to pay close attention to, just in case there were any questions about that this evening. Transgender student policy, I believe, is a mandated policy.
Can we ask a question?
Sure.
Does that policy, what does that entail? Does that require separate restrooms, separate?
It's in your packet.
The transgender policy that you will be approving at the second reading is in the packet, document I. And the according to law, transgender students must be allowed to have the same facilities as the general education population. If you want to weigh on this in regards to the legalities of it, to answer your question, I believe, that same facility would be the boys' and the girls' facilities according to their transgender.
So not a separate one? Whatever they've transgendered to, well, they will use the new restroom?
It depends on the circumstances. It depends on the desires of the family of the student and the student's parents with regard to whether the accommodation that would be provided to the student is acceptable to the family. Because basically what we're trying to do is codify the law, which requires school districts, certainly under Title IX and under the law against discrimination, to recognize the transgender student to the extent that they have the right to be treated in for their gender identity for which they choose. So if that could be accommodated either through a neutral place, because that's what they would prefer, that could occur. But if they insist on or desire to be utilizing the restrooms of their gender identity, then we have to certainly meet those requirements.
Do we have a large transgender population right now?
No, we do not. But the that page, the second page of the policy spells out student records, restrooms, locker rooms, physical education classes, and so on and so forth in regards to exactly what we will be approving.
Thank you.
Do you see the restroom number 3, Tom?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions about any of the policies that we have? They are all included in your binder. And online.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Fusion, I know we discussed in the past taking a advantage of the free, I know that we go through stress SMA for our policies, but have we ever sent them out to school boards to have them review it to make sure that we don't have any conflicting policies? I know we haven't done it for a couple of years. I don't think they've taken advantage of the free service that they offer.
Mm-hmm. We have not done that. If that's a suggestion, we have done that in the past, Lynn, that sent out our policies and had school boards go through them.
It's free, right? So
it
that
is free.
We could to go through and just kind of have another set of eyes looking on them just to make sure that we're not repeating or conflicting any policies
sure.
within.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have that done?
I think that take advantage.
Mm-hmm. Lynn? Okay.
It's not any more work on you guys, right?
No.
Just sending it right over to them?
Actually, ours are all electronic anyway, and I think it's something. And they do.
I know they brought it up at one of the meetings that they do that for free service.
They'd like to have the service, but I've found in the past that maybe they've gotten better, but Strauss SMA has always been more thorough.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting replacing Strauss SMA. I'm just saying have someone look at it, make sure.
I think that's a great idea. Another set of eyes.
Another set of eyes, or maybe eliminate some, condense some, things like that.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions concerning policies, I am now going to focus on the finance. Lynn, if you could focus on the 16-17 budget update.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Just a brief update. In preparation of the upcoming budget cycle, we would like to form our finance committee for the 16-17 budget process. Last year, the committee consisted of Heather, Ted, Jean, and Tom. Is that better?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Let me start over so everyone can hear.
Is the microphone on?
Yeah, it's on.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely on. In preparation of the upcoming budget cycle, we'd like to form our finance committee for the 16-17 budget process. Last year, our committee consisted of Heather, Ted, Jean, and Tom. Whether you'd like to continue to serve or not, if you could please let me know either tonight or by email as soon as you can, that would be great. Also, if there are any other board members who would like to serve on the finance committee, also please let me know. Departmental and school-level budgets were turned in last week by the administration to Dr. Cajun and I, and they're under review currently. And finally, the required A41, A42 report was submitted to the New Jersey Division of Finance last Friday. Once reviewed at the state level, we can expect our certified tuition rate for the 14-15 school year by the end of January, and we will include this information to the board in the Friday packet. Just a couple of dates to keep in mind. The budget is due this year on March 22nd, which would mean we would need to approve our budget at the March 15th board meeting. Our public hearing would then fall at our April 26th board meeting. The state gives us about a 10-day window in which we have to have our public hearing, and we do have a regularly scheduled board meeting already in that 10-day window. So that would be April 26th. The first of two budget software downloads should be available on or about tomorrow is what the state is telling us, and the second is usually at the end of February. So as soon as we form our finance committee, we'll be getting some tentative finance committee dates out to the committee. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything for buildings and grounds, Lynn?
Only that our facility department is prepared for the storm that's upcoming, whatever that may be. I know right now the totals are not really available, or the accumulation is not really available, but by tomorrow we're hearing that we should have some sort of idea of what type of storm it will be. So yes, we are prepared.
Yeah. I was just going to talk about the shirt in my office that says we never close.
That's bells. Correct.
Okay. Right.
That ship sailed a long time ago.
Right. That's why I wasn't going to say it.
Not for all of us.
But we're now Priya.
Can I now move to the superintendent's report?
Absolutely.
Superintendent's report, focused on total enrollment as of we speak. Manasquan High School, 955. Manasquan Elementary School, 638. We have a total enrollment of 1,593 students. Focusing on our fire drills. Just pausing for a second to get ready. The high school, we had on December 4th, we had a fire drill. On December 14th, we had an evacuation to an alternate location drill. At the elementary school, on December 15th, there was a security meeting. On December 22nd, there was an exterior threat lockdown drill. So we did meet the state standards for fire drills. Looking at our harassment, intimidation, and bullying report dated January 19th, at the Manasquan Elementary School, we have one confirmed harassment, intimidation, and bullying situation, two that were not confirmed. The one that was confirmed, there was counseling with the school counselor that was decided upon, and a detention was given. At Manasquan High School, we had one confirmed harassment, intimidation, and bullying report, which warranted a suspension and counseling with the school counselor. That concludes the superintendent's report for this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. If I'm correct, we should be to number 34, old and new business. Does anyone have any old business they would like to discuss? Yes, Ms. Mead.
Question for, with strategic planning that we did, I know that myself and the other person who was in charge of one, kind of not quite sure where we go next, because a lot of the requirements are different people in the district.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian and I, Bassman, were kind of like, so are we checking with the principal to make sure that these steps are done, or, you know, kind of where we're going? We've all made, you know, each group made a, this is going to happen in this month, this is going to happen in this month. And I'm just kind of thinking, where are we going with the check now to check on it? It's great to make the list. It's great to make the requirements.
Right. The with strategic planning, that committee does get back together again and makes an assessment of if the strategic plan is being followed, then gives a report to the superintendent. Now, I know, Lynn, that you held a meeting with your committee already, correct?
Yes, our subcommittee did meet last week.
Okay. And that report then will come to me. So to answer your question.
So each individual committee should be meeting.
Yes.
And then, so do we go to you if we think we need some information?
Yes.
Or they should be getting us that they're up, should we be being
go,
updated?
Go to me, because okay. Then I can reach out to my administration and get the information you need. Then when you sit down, you have something to talk
to
about.
To say this has been done, this mm-hmm. has been done. Okay, great.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other old business?
Ms. Pizzell? Last time I asked, I believe you said the voluntary drug testing information was out to Strauss Estimate to review. Is that correct?
Yes. An update on where we are with that is we're in the process of working with Strauss Estimate and forming a club, and one of the components of that club will be a voluntary drug testing program. So when people ask for an update on random drug testing, there is no random drug testing. We're
no,
not
I
conducting.
Said voluntary.
What did I say?
Random.
What did I say before that?
Random.
Voluntary. One component of the club will be voluntary drug testing.
I'm sorry. Where does the club fit in? I'm lost.
Yeah. Okay.
A club?
Sure. Go ahead.
And I'm sorry. There are three components to this, Donna. You have a mandated regulation from the Department of Education, which focuses on substance abuse. And then you have something that a committee came up with that's focusing on the creation of a club like Wayne Hills did for students to join under the auspices of volunteering to lead a healthy lifestyle and then being put into a pool for random drug testing. So that's where we are now. We're developing that club just like Wayne Hills did, and they called their club the Be Proud Club.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you have another question?
No.
Any more old or new business?
I have one thing.
I received a letter from the Police Department of the Borough of Manasquan. Dear Mr. Pellegrino, I would like to thank Dr. Cajun and his staff for hosting the Manasquan High School Sending District Juvenile Officers meeting at the Manasquan Elementary School on December 3rd, 2015. I would like to specifically thank Colin Graziano, Richard Kirk, and Timothy Clayton. The meeting was attended by 22 people, including Chief Kerr of Spring Lake Police Department, as well as the juvenile officers from every other sending district. Also in attendance were the Wall Township Police Department and school officials, the Shore Community Alliance, and Assistant Prosecutor Christopher D. Esposito. The meeting was a great success, and the information was shared between all parties in attendance. School Security Officer Timothy Clayton gave an excellent presentation. I believe his appearance at this meeting will greatly increase the cooperation and information sharing between all those in attendance. I would especially like to thank Colin Graziano and Richard Kirk for arranging space for the meeting after the high school became unavailable at the last minute. Their efforts made the Manasquan High School Sending District's Police Juvenile Officers meeting a success. Once again, thank you and your staff for the Manasquan School District, making Manasquan School District a safe and educational environment. As you know, cooperation and information in today's world is the number one way to progress forward. Regards, Detective Lieutenant Jacob Kleinick, the Manasquan Police Department. So we just want to reiterate our thanks to the administration of the elementary school for helping out with that meeting, and Mr. Clayton, who's not here, but thank him also.
I just had one other thing. I just wanted to say at the referendum presentation, the town hall meeting, I thought Jesse's explanation of the referendum and the way he presented it, the way it was on the audio, and the way he spoke was just the best presentation I think I've seen through this whole process. I think it was very clear, very straightforward, and I heard a lot of things from the audience of how appreciative they were of the explanation.
And that webinar is up on the website as we speak, so if anyone hasn't seen it yet, it can be viewed at any time by going to MattisquanBOE.org.
And it's not painstaking. It's actually enjoyable
concise.
To listen. Yeah, enjoyable to listen to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Am I going to this?
Yes.
Okay.
The next topic under old and new business.
I think you should. Yeah. Okay, then.
All right. We have advertised for a board member to replace Mr. Walsh, whose resignation was effective at the end of last year. We didn't receive any responses to the initial advertisement, so if the board wishes, we will re-advertise in the coming weeks. It was around the holidays and around the new year, so we will re-advertise in the coming weeks, and we'll deal with the responses as we get them. Does anybody have any questions as far as replacing Mr. Walsh for his unexpired one-year term?
Can we do a blast as well?
Honeywell?
Yeah, can we?
Sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what about PTO, both sides of the street? And
I think if we do the Honeywell, that gets to every parent. So if they're in the PTO or not, it'll still get to them.
Maybe we can ask the PTO to put it up on their website.
Yeah, we can do that. I don't see why not.
Yeah. Good. All right. That's all I have.
When will that advertisement be done, I guess?
It's a great question. Lynn?
When would that go in?
Well, not tomorrow. Not Thursday's
not
paper.
Thursday,
the
following Thursday.
And we do have 65 days from the date of Mr. Walsh's resignation, which was effective the week of the 20th, I believe, in December. So we're still well within the time limits. Anyone else have any old or new business? We're to our second public forum. Would anyone like to be heard on anything, any item, agenda, or otherwise? Seeing no one. Meeting is now concluded. Thank you all for coming out. We appreciate it. Have a great night.